Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Calm Within. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and let's get real for a second. Ever feel like you're walking through life with a giant spotlight shining on every little thing you do? Like the world is just waiting to judge, critique, or maybe even tear you down a peg? Trust me, I feel you. We live in a world obsessed with perfection on social media, at work, even within our own families. But here's the kicker. Chasing this impossible ideal of perfection leaves us feeling depleted, stressed, and constantly falling short. It's like running on a hamster wheel that never ends. That's why today we're diving deep into something incredibly powerful, practicing self-compassion in a world that seems determined to criticize every move we make. Think about it. How often do you beat yourself up for mistakes? When things don't go your way, do you spiral into negativity and self-doubt? Or maybe you compare yourself to others and feel like you're not measuring up. We all do it. It's human nature, but it doesn't have to be our default setting. So, what exactly is self-compassion? It's about treating ourselves with the same kindness, understanding, and care that we would offer a dear friend who's going through a tough time. Imagine your best friend stumbled and fell, what would you say? Get back up, loser. Probably not. You'd likely say something like, hey, it happens to everyone, you're okay, let's get you patched up. That's self-compassion in action. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate more self-compassion in your life. 1. Recognize your humanity. We all make mistakes, we all experience setbacks, and that's perfectly normal. It's part of being human. Trying to hide or pretend these imperfections don't exist only creates more pressure and negativity. Embrace the full spectrum of your experiences, the good, the bad, and everything in between. Then, challenge your inner critic. That voice in your head constantly putting you down? Yeah, that's your inner critic. And it's often fueled by fear, insecurity, or past hurts. Start noticing its negative chatter. When you hear it saying things like you're not good enough or you always mess things up, challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this really true? Is there another way to look at the situation? Remember, you are worthy of love and acceptance even when you make mistakes. Way. Practice mindfulness. Take a moment each day to simply be present in the current moment. Pay attention to your breath, your senses, and your surroundings. When your mind starts racing the thoughts, gently guide it back to the present. Mindfulness helps us break free from the cycle of self-criticism and connect with our inner peace. 4. Offer yourself kindness. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a loved one. When you're feeling down, remind yourself that you're not alone. Everyone goes through tough times. Be gentle with yourself, offer words of encouragement, and engage in activities that bring you joy and comfort. 5. Celebrate your strengths. Focus on your unique talents, skills, and accomplishments. Acknowledge what makes you special and celebrate your successes, big and small. When we recognize our strengths, we build self-esteem and cultivate a more positive self-image. Think about the last time you felt genuinely proud of yourself. What did you achieve? How did it make you feel? Now think about how often you replay those negative moments in your head. See, life throws us curveballs, that's inevitable. But how we respond to those challenges makes all the difference. Choosing self-compassion over self-criticism isn't about being soft or letting things slide, it's about creating a kinder, more supportive inner environment. It's about showing up for yourself with love and understanding, even when you feel like you're falling short. And remember, cultivating self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when it feels easier than others, but the practice itself is what matters most. Keep showing up for yourself. Keep striving to be kinder to your inner voice and watch how that ripples out into every aspect of your life. So, I want you to take a deep breath right now, look in the mirror and say something kind to yourself. You deserve it. And if you're feeling inspired, share this episode with someone who could use a little extra compassion in their life. Until next time, keep striving for that inner calm, one step at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.